God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Ah, it's your dog poet. Yes, Les Visible, the dog poet, or Starfleet Commander Visible, as you prefer, hovering in the saucer pod, and just hovering over this benighted sphere. Well, Obama and the bankers who run him are looking to start a war in Korea to get back at China because they owe them so much money. That's pretty much how it is. They've given up on Iran because everyone is getting hip to Israel, getting hip to that criminal banker nation focused on wiping out the real people of the book, the Palestinians. People are starting to understand about money out of thin air and the crushing debt created by gratuitous wars and operative through interest in order to enslave nations to the rule of Satan via the gratuitous wars, as I said. Yes, the synagogue of Satan and altering history is their greatest weapon. If you want to get away with the most evil behavior, the smartest course is to paint yourself as the victim, even while you set the whole thing up to begin with. I want to talk about something I mentioned in Visible Origami recently, that being our greatest crime against ourselves, which is that we don't allow the presence of the divine. We do not allow the divine to manifest through us. We do not shine our light. We hide it under a bushel. And it is fear, basically, or our desire for useless temporary things that gets in the way. How do you do it? How do you make the divine the centerpiece of your life? You practice the presence. I recommend to all of the people listening here to read the book by Brother Lawrence called Practicing the Presence of God. It is a how-to manual, and if you want to know how-to, then that's it. You know, go around as if you were God, okay? Not in an arrogant, presumptuous way. Because God is the greatest servant. God's humble. Doesn't need to be, but he is. And he's, as I say, the greatest servant, so act like a servant. Go around and serve and forget yourself. You forget yourself in service. This is what you do. And the greater the servant you are, the more effective you are and the less you are aware of yourself. Are you suffering? Are you feeling bad about yourself? You're too self-aware of your own situation, the things you want, and the idea that your personality is who you are. Why don't you get rid of all that and allow the divine to move through you? I feel it. I can feel Krishna and Shiva in me at different times, and especially when I get high. And that is why I know it's okay for me to get high, and why the divine approves, because the divine knows I'm doing it to get closer. Like my dog, Poncho. All he wants is to be closer to me. But, you know, I don't take psychedelics with other people anymore because what happens when you get high with me is that it scares the shit out of you usually, And that's something that should happen anyway, because we need it scared out of us, because that's something else that blocks the divine. Think about it. Yeah, this has happened quite often, so I have to be very private in the things that I engage in. These days, there's actually certain protections operative that keeps that from actually being able to happen. Like the most last time I tried to do it was a member of an extremely famous rock group who came down here to visit me last spring. It didn't even work. So I guess that's a good thing. What can I say? Anyway, why do I call myself the dog poet? Of course, I got that from the Half Past Human and the rest of it. And the moment I saw it, I identified with it. But the truth of the matter is, it's not really, excuse me. Well, there it goes. It's not really about that kind of thing. It's more about my appreciation for dogs and what dogs represent, you know, and be like a dog. Dogs delight in the presence of their master, and they have such courage and no fear for their own lives in the defense of their master. Most people are incapable of this, and that is how the devil gets a hold of them, through their fear. You know, some years ago I was in Palm Springs. All kinds of strange things were happening. And I decided to leave and head off to Arizona or somewhere. And so I was looking at a map. I was in Palm Springs. I guess I said that. I don't know. And I saw this little squiggle, a road that ran off to the side, and I thought, oh, that looks like, you know, not too much distance, and I'll just go negotiate that. Takes me right to the highway, and I'll be off to wherever it was I was going. Had a companion with me. Both of us had been arrested the day before for something having to do with trespassing, which we weren't actually trespassing, but there were some underage girls around. Not that I had anything to do with them at the time. A lot of that was available all through my life, but the fact of the matter is, I'm generally preoccupied. How do you put it? I'm preoccupied already. So anyway, we get out there and we go to take this turn off, and I'm with this other guy and we start walking. No one's picking us up. There's not precious little traffic anyway. And we're walking along and start passing these orange groves. And I go in and I grab a few of those and wrap them up in my bedroll. And we're going on. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere on the road comes a cop. He pulls over. He gets out. He starts talking to us. He sees the oranges. Doesn't say anything. And he decides to take my companion with him. He says, yeah, both of you guys got arrested yesterday. And he left me there. And what's the story there? So anyway, then I kept walking, and I wound up, suddenly these sandstone canyons came up, and I was in a haunted Indian burial ground, and night was coming. And little did I realize how much distance I had to go. It started getting very freaky, and the darkness came in, and the next thing I know, huge, enormous creatures from the astral plane were showing up, and whoo, whoa, all around me, and it was one of the most frightening things I'd ever encountered. But then all of a sudden, I went, oh, of course. I went, hello, my friends. Hello, how are you? And that's what they became. And they walked with me and howled and danced and did all kinds of crazy things all the way down the highway, which turned out to be 35 miles long. In fact, when I finally saw the highway, it was 10 miles away. I thought, oh, well, there it is. Good God, man, what an experience that was. But it taught me a very important and powerful lesson, and hopefully you're going to get what that was. Anyway, well, I don't know. You know, I often, I'm always creating songs here recently, and that kind of relates to what I'm saying here. And one of them is, which I've written down different places, and, you know, it's an ongoing song. It's not done yet. It's about give yourself away. This is what we have to do, is give ourselves away. Give yourself away every day. Don't delay. Just do it, okay? Give yourself away. It's the one thing that all really successful, and what I qualify success, do. Successful people do, and there's few of them. Oh, give yourself away. Do it today and every day, and you will get yourself back. The missing heart attack of a door broken off the hinges. Ooh, where the divine has entered in a life that's centered on immortal truths, a life sublime, skinny dipping in the pools of infinity, and sunbathing on the rocks of time. Yeah. Well, something along those lines. I got so many songs waiting for me to record them, but I don't get any support from my readers about doing any of it, so I don't. I only write these songs so that people can hear the thoughts in them. The fact of the music is, it's an afterthought. It's just a medium. God told me that my music was under a veil, and, well, that would be lifted at some point shortly. Whenever God says shortly, I'm always sure it's like longer. God's idea of time is real interesting. Anyway, I try to do everything for free. I really do, which doesn't impress Suzanne. So I'm going to start making some money by selling my books, which I've got several of, and at least offering my songs for sale inexpensively. I'm thinking about some guided meditations, too, since the divine and I are on speaking terms. I thought I might share the way to greater intimacy. It's a shame I have to charge for these things, but the donations are not coming in, and I don't want Suzanne to see me as a failure in the marketplace, although that's probably a kind of success if you think about it, and well, not contributing to our shared well-being, her and I. Anyway, let's get back to this greatest crime. You know, there's this really ignorant guy, he's a comic, I guess he's called, I think he's called Larry the Cable Guy. He makes $50 million a year celebrating stupidity and saying, "Let's get her done." I've seen what comics are up to lately, and it's appalling and offensive to the concept of belief and anything relevant to what's really true. And I used to do stand-up comedy, sort of George Carlin meets Lenny Bruce kind of stuff, but I think it was too intense for any audience. The fellow I used to do my thing with, Bud the Birdman from Maui, Hawaii, he's got all these parrots. And if you're ever in Maui, you should drop in and see Bud. He's a great guy, a lot of fun. But anyway, he used to say on stage, "Comedy is supposed to make people laugh. Visible is the only comic I know who is really funny and makes people angry. He doesn't make them laugh, he makes them angry." That's a good thing I've got all those years of martial arts training because, and the reincarnation factor, of course, which has given me a lot more ability than I probably actually have from all of what I did, because a lot of people wanted to kick my ass. And I let some of them try. I didn't hurt them, which I think pissed them off more. Some of them used to go around looking for locals who might be inclined to get after me. And what was funny was the locals already often knew about me and threatened to kick their asses for having come and like tried to get them into doing that. Oh, well, yeah, no one knows who knows who and or how those things work. I don't know. Anyway. Our greatest crime is we do not allow the divine to shine through us. We hide our light under a bushel, as the Bible says, and we don't live in the presence of the actual being, which is our animating principle, what I used to call DAP, the divine animating principle. It's not very romantic, so I've kind of like not been using that so often, but, you know, God's real. I don't know about you, but I know about me. And I know that I have personal experience that God is absolutely and very and frighteningly real in a lot of respects. And that's just too much for a lot of people because, as I say, it just scares them. They're not up to it. When it presents itself, and I've been in situations where it's presented itself, and I'm not going to mention who and wow and who threw into the rest of it. But let us just put it this way that, why I don't get high around other people anymore. Because everybody says they want it. But then when it shows up, they go, no, God, it can't be. It actually is. Oh, no. Oh, God. You know what I mean? And they're saying, oh, God. And at the same time, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it really is so. God is reality who tries to work through us. That's where all the inspiration is, all the ability, all the talent, all the integrity, everything. And we stand there cock-blocking it. You know, we stand in the way of the actual union of the thing and the actual communication of the thing because of the vanity of our personalities, which we worship like a dog in some ways. You know, that's the other side of dogs that may not be so attractive. And, you know, we need to really cut that out. And I'm just, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to go on talking to you people, because I'm getting to the point where, like, you know, I might have better things to do myself personally. So I'd really like you to get a clue and think about this, because the divine is real. Show some intensity, show some force, and you'll get God's attention. Success is speedy for the energetic, as the Bhagavad Gita says. You know, God's sitting there watching. He's going, well, how sincere is this cat? Let's see, okay? And I'll throw some things in his way. Yeah, yeah, he's not sincere. You see what I mean? That's how it works. You better damn well want it. And if you do, and I'm living proof that this is real, okay? And if you really, really want it, oh, man, you can get it. And of course, that doesn't mean your suffering's going to end, but I'll tell you what, it sure does change the whole, like, dynamic of it, okay? Ah, what do I know? Anyway, it's getting there toward that time when I'm just going to have to, you know, say goodnight to all of you. And, well, I will be here next week, if there is one. And please, people, take something from what I've said here tonight for your own good, for your own advantage, okay? Try harder. If you ain't getting it, you ain't trying hard enough. Just keep on just saying, man, I'm not going to stop until I do. And I guarantee on my life and my soul, you will have success. I guarantee it. Forget about religion. That's just a bunch of drag queens running around collecting money for their own, you know, interests. Anyway, I got to go. So I will say aloha and aru.
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.